Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Northern Pulp says it's struggling to make a business case for a new mill in Liverpool. As part of a settlement agreement reached with the Nova Scotia government in May 2024, Northern Pulp launched a nine-month feasibility study into a new bioproducts mill in Queens County. The province has agreed to give the company a five-week extension as it tries to figure out whether a new craft pulp mill is viable in the area. In separate statements released Monday night, both the province and Northern Pulp parent company Paper Excellence said the company hasn't yet been able to make a business case for a successful mill. Nova Scotia's Natural Resources Minister Tory Rushton told QCCR on Tuesday that the province needs a processor for the forestry sector's pulp wood.
We know we need a home for the low-grade wood fiber, but at the end of the day, this is going to be a business decision from their part. We're willing to work with them to meet the environmental standards of a new mill, a new air mill that would find a home for ecologically produced forest products. So, look, I don't want to speculate what the next 5 weeks may bring, but we're supportive of this extension.
Paper Excellence, owned by forestry giant Domtar, estimates a new mill would cost about $2.5 billion in government and private funding to design and build, and it would require a rate of return of 14% over 20 years. The company's statement said that while the proposed new facility doesn't meet the threshold, it plans to look for more financing in the next 5 weeks to get the project going. Rushton said he's hopeful the company can make it work.
But at the end of the day, we've done all the measures that we can to support their information and allow them to make an educated decision on their part. So hopefully, yes, we're certainly hopeful that there could be an outcome, positive outcome in this. But in terms of where some low-grade wood fiber can go, there's other things that are playing into effect in the province as well. There's different companies that are looking at utilizing low-grade wood fiber for renewable biofuels. So we're certainly very interested in having conversations with any company that wants to come and have a conversation about how to utilize our byproducts from our forestry activities.
Ashley Christian is the president of the South Queens Chamber of Commerce. She said she's not surprised by the delay.
I think there's so much uncertainty in the economy at the moment, and certainly a bioproduct mill would be affected by any potential tariffs that, you know, could still exist by the time that this mill would be operating. So I'm not surprised that Domtar wasn't ready with a decision, and, you know, I anxiously await May and for them to publish that.
Christian said local reaction to a new mill in Queens County remains mixed.
I think that residents recognize that the potential economic impact of a mill in our county, however, on the flip side, recognize the potential environmental and health concerns as well. So I echo the concerns of our residents and agree with them. Looking forward to hearing kind of like this first step, how that lands with the feasibility study. And, you know, I think that's just the first part of this. That's when the real work begins, like as citizens and for the business community to advocate for Queens County and the health of our environment here.
The feasibility study looked at a mill that would produce craft pulp, as well as biogas and biochemicals used in food, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, and adhesives. The study also considered green energy projects. Last May, Premier Tim Houston announced a deal with Paper Excellence. That was to settle the company's $450 million lawsuit against the province after Northern Pulp was forced to close its mill in Pictou County in 2020 because of environmental concerns. The company has been under creditor protection since the shutdown. A hearing is scheduled in British Columbia Supreme Court on Friday, March 14th, under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, so that the company can ask for the five-week extension to find more funding for the project. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.